News. I'm Brian Clark. The severe weather threat is moving east. There's a state of emergency and over 190,000 power outages in Kentucky. Weekend storms blamed for at least 18 deaths across four states, including Texas, where seven people died in Cook County near the Oklahoma border. Peggy Heron was driving and barely made it to shelter in a gas station before the EF4 tornado.
I saw the power lines popping. They were popping like crazy. There were sparks. There was big balls of light. It was scary.
Today, President Biden will lay a wreath and speak at Arlington National Cemetery as part of Memorial Day ceremonies. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says 45 people were killed in an Israeli strike on a refugee camp in Rafah. The Israeli military says it used precision weapons and killed two Hamas leaders. And Papua New Guinea officials tell the UN more than 2,000 people were buried alive in Friday's landslide. This is ABC News. New worries about another possible launch by North Korea. Japan says that North Korea is set to launch what may be its second spy satellite by early next week. Police in Los Angeles are hunting for suspects after the murder of an actor on the soap opera General Hospital. His name was Johnny Wachter.
Best known for his role as Brando on the long-running soap, Wachter was shot in downtown Los Angeles after police say he found a group of thieves around his car. Police say he was with a friend when he caught three people huddled around the vehicle and initially thought the car was getting towed. But investigators say the group was trying to steal the catalytic converter, a car part that's become a common target for thieves across the country because of its valuable metal components.
To ABC's Andrew Fujii, in a deadly lightning strike in Colorado killed a rancher and dozens of cattle. 51-year-old Mike Morgan had just finished branding the cattle and was feeding them when the lightning struck in Jackson County over the weekend. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly sponsored by Prevail Bank.
Prevail Bank believes your financial goals deserve attention. Pursue what's possible. Contact a Prevail banker in Phillips today. They go the extra mile for their customers.
Prevail Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
At University of Maryland Global Campus, we give our students credit. Credit for deciding while stuck in traffic to get a bachelor's degree. Credit for managing three kids, two dogs, and a full-time job to pursue an MBA. Students at UMGC can use prior learning or relevant experience to earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's, and graduate students can transfer up to 12 credits toward their master's. Plus, get your application fee waived through May 31st. Flexible online and hybrid classes start soon. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It'll get easier to charge your electric vehicle in 5 years. Governor Evers has announced plans for 53 new electric vehicle charging stations across the state. About half of them will be at Quick Trip convenience stores. The idea is to never be more than 50 miles away from a recharge. The initiative will cost $78 million. Wisconsin is gearing up for a busy summer tourism season. Logan Rogge of Travel Wisconsin says outdoor recreation and festivals are the state's two biggest draws.
We have those signature festivals, EAA, Adventure, and Summerfest, but there's some new ones like Art 64 in Wauwatosa or Harley-Davidson's Homecoming.
Memorial Day weekend travel is expected to be the busiest since the pandemic, and that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News, I'm Austin Brume. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The The Bong Veterans Historical Center has announced that a preservation group has found the P-38 fighter plane of Richard Bong, a World War II ace from Poplar here in Wisconsin, credited with taking down 40 Japanese planes. According to a Fox 21 report, a nonprofit World War II historical preservation group called Pacific Rex discovered the wrecked plane in Papua New Guinea. Officials say the team found the plane's red-painted wingtips sticking out from a field and confirmed it was the correct plane with its serial number. The plane, called Marge, crashed when being flown by another pilot in 1944. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced its harvest quotas for this year's elk hunting season. According to a press release from the DNR, there will be an 8-bull harvest quota for the Clam Lake Elk Zone and a 4-bull harvest quota for the Black River Elk Zone. Anybody who wants to apply to take part in the elk hunt must submit their application by May 31st, and the winners will be notified in early June. This is the first time the DNR has allowed hunting in the Black River Elk Zone since 2015. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
There are no funeral notices for today. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Lynn Stunkla, Complete Rain Gutters. Ease your mind. With 30-plus years in the gutter game, we've got you covered. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote today.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
There will be a blood drive in the Park Falls community at St. Anthony's Catholic Church on Tuesday, June 4th, 2024 from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. To schedule your life-saving donation, please call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org and enter St. Anthony's to schedule an appointment. All presenting donors will be entered into a drawing to win 2 one-day general admission Country Jam tickets, and you may even get our exclusive Red Cross t-shirt.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
A little sunshine this morning, then becoming mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Our high near 70 today with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, showers 46 tomorrow. Slight chance of an isolated thundershower, otherwise partly cloudy, with a high near 63. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
It's fair time across Wisconsin, and with more than 70 county fairs, 3 district fairs, and the state fair, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including classic carnival games like skee ball made in Wisconsin. You just roll that ball up a ramp and use enough strength to hop the ball into one of the bullseye rings, then add up your points. So what is the actual object of skee ball? To show off your bowling-like skills to your friends, to work on your attention span, or to win a prize like a stuffed animal? The answer coming up. Skee-ball is close to 110 years old. It's made in Pulaski, Wisconsin by Baytech Games. The company itself originally started in a basement. Now, do you know the object of the skee-ball game? It really is to add up your points and win a prize like a stuffed animal. One fun slice of Wisconsin. I'm Carrie Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's the Brewers and the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports on this Memorial Day. The Brewers opening a 4-game home series against the Chicago Cubs. Craig Counsell's first time back to AmFam Field. Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked if he's ready to face their rival.
Who do we play?
The Cubs.
Oh, yeah. Team down the road. Yeah. I mean, I hope we just keep playing like we're playing, you know, play with that edge and that, with that freedom. You know, that's my big thing is to play with freedom. So, and in order to play with freedom, you got to be super prepared and, you know, undaunted, if you will, you know, undaunted by whatever happens, whatever game results, and just continue to respond and continue to respond to whatever happens in the game. You get up five, down five, you just keep playing.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. We'll have a recap later today from AmFam Field. I'm Mike Clemens.
We've got a pretty crazy show on our hands here.
Every morning, yes.
Laughs all morning.
We'll laugh.
Music all day.
98Q Country.
Looking
tells me when you start to dance, baby, this turns to a wish. You probably get up out of here, baby. I'll say I can feel it in the air.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
It's called Dance With You. You ever have trouble like trying to figure out what to wear in the morning? Have you ever heard of the sandwich method? I guess it's gone around on TikTok. They're saying the sandwich method is the best way to, when you're not sure of what to wear, you match basically the top and the bottom. So like if you've got a red shirt, wear red shoes. I just threw that out there. If you've got a blue hat, wear blue pants. But whatever's in the middle can be different as long as you've got whatever surrounding it, like the buns, the same color, it's going to work.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The severe weather threat is moving east. There's a state of emergency and over 190,000 power outages in Kentucky. Weekend storms blamed for at least 18 deaths across four states, including Texas, where seven people died in Cook County near the Oklahoma border. Peggy Heron was driving and barely made it to shelter in a gas station before the EF4 tornado.
I saw the power lines popping. They were popping like crazy. There were sparks. There was big balls of light. It was scary.
Today, President Biden will lay a wreath and speak at Arlington National Cemetery as part of Memorial Day ceremonies. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says 45 people were killed in an Israeli strike on a refugee camp in Rafah. The Israeli military says it used precision weapons and killed two Hamas leaders. And Papua New Guinea officials tell the UN more than 2,000 people were buried alive in Friday's landslide. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Republican National Committee is turning up the pressure on the Secret Service to move the designated protest area during the summer's national convention in Milwaukee farther away from Fiserv Forum. The RNC is even accusing the Secret Service of not properly addressing security. It claims the convention's security perimeter could open attendees up to a risk of violence. Black voters could hold the keys to the White House this year. Black voters turn out at higher rates than other people grouped by race, but Roshan Ray of the Brookings Institution says they don't vote as a monolith.
There are some people who would rather stay at home than vote for someone who they don't think aligns with their particular politics and their cultural values.
Black voters are overwhelmingly Democratic. Only about 10% consistently vote for Republicans. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Media News. I'm Austin Brume. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Last Wednesday, the 22nd, the Fifield Lions presented several scholarships to Shawamigan High School students. Vice President Greg Griesel met with us to express his sincere congratulations.
Greg Big G Griesel here, and I just want to say congratulations to all the area graduates this week on their accomplishments, and had the pleasure of going to the Shawamigan High School and presenting a couple scholarships for the Fifield Lions Club. First one went to Josephine Klaszewski, and the second one went to Nolan Niehoff. They're an amount of $500, and due to the efforts and everything for fundraising and everything, we're able to do this with the Fifield Lions Club. So it was a great time, and it was great. Congratulations to them. And also I presented a scholarship from Northwood Supper Club to Maya Oswald. So I was happy to do that, and congratulations to all the seniors out there.
Congratulations, one and all. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
Benches emptied out in Boston. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost 2-1 Sunday to the Red Sox after winning the first two games of the series. But for whatever reason, Red Sox pitcher Chris Martin got upset. The Brewers tried back-to-back bunts in the seventh inning, and that emptied the dugouts. Jeff Levering on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Here comes the Red Sox dugout. Here come the bullpen, and we got something on our hands at Fenway.
After the game, Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked, why did his players jump in on the dispute?
Well, that's not our first time.
No, that's not.
From what I understand, I think their pitcher showed some emotion, and our people thought it was directed at them. I don't know if it really was or wasn't. I'm not going to speculate what the kid was doing. Like I said to the umpiring crew that we've had before, and I said, hey, you're not surprised, are you?
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Crank it up. Let's kick it off.
Real country variety.
I love their variety.
98Q Country.
See is you're gone and you left me here with this.
98 Q Country.
City boy. out there. Still see her pink bow and her brown hair. She's in the big city now, but she still calls home. She's coming back next week.
And it's called Dirt Cheap. Thanks so much for hanging with me today. So we're going to jump right back into the music. We'll keep your morning going. So happy Memorial Day. Thanks for spending your three-day weekend with us and Morgan Wallen with Cowgirls. And he gets us started next.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies. Because when people don't have to worry about where their next meal is coming from, they can truly thrive. Like Marta.
And now we'll hear from our class valedictorian, who with her hard work never ceases to amaze us. Please welcome Marta Moreno.
How did the interview go?
I did it. I got the job. I can't believe it.
I knew it. Let's meet up later to celebrate.
And Diego.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project.
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations.
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. feedingamerica.org/act now. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings. Downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Join us at Northwoods Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin, where tradition meets taste. Terry's Culinary Touch brings exceptional homemade dishes served daily from 4 to 8 p.m. Don't miss on our weekly specials. Shrimp Palooza on Wednesdays for just $15. Cook's Choice on Thursdays. And Friday, Fish Fry Extravaganza featuring cod, bluegill, perch, salmon, shrimp, or even flounder. Indulge in Lisa's exquisite desserts perfectly paired with signature cocktails. On Saturday, savor prime rib. Northwoods Supper Club, Fifield, Wisconsin. Open Wednesday through Saturday. Just look for the big deer.
Febreze. Fabric Talk.
Hey, it's me, your couch. Today's my favorite day of the week. Febreze Fabric Spray Day. The occasional deep cleans are nice, but in between, you know I'm needing a refresh. Ooh, here she comes with the Febreze Fabric Spray. Oh, yeah. Spritz them armrests. Don't be shy. Nothing like a good spray down to get me smelling so fresh and clean. Don't forget my back. Nice. Febreze Fabric Spray. It's just that easy. Now we can both breathe. Happy Febreze. La, 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 la.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR. So I'm celebrating with the Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm personal price plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
A little sunshine this morning, then becoming mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Our high near 70 today with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, showers 46 tomorrow. Slight chance of an isolated thundershower, otherwise partly cloudy with a high near 63. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Badger's Den and Phillips is a proud Tall Timbers sponsor and a supporter of the Logger United organization. They wish much success to all Phillips Logger sports teams. And when you're hungry for a great meal, from burgers to fries and steaks, head on over to the Badger's Den in Phillips.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Ready?
Are you ready for this?
Playing the greatest country in the world to the greatest listeners on the planet.
Thank you!
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
She'll set the field on fire just cutting across the pasture. She'll have you falling for it all. Like whiskey, how they wake up, take on off, not even miss me. Leave this heartbroken, holding that smoking gun. I guess that's just the way them wild horses run. Let them run. Long live cowgirls, never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave me in a lonely ghost town, world where the sun don't rise. Rodeo 419. Love you like a mother.
chasing I was. Deep, deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze and it don't seem fair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Wrote a note, said be back in a minute. Bought a boat and I sailed off in it. Don't think anybody's gonna.
With the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store. 98Q Country.
I couldn't make you jealous if I tried. You couldn't care less if I stayed out.
Different foot and make. We don't.
the class. And if it starts to rain, I don't worry about a thing. I pull my rose-colored blade bands out. I got some rust on my Chevy, but it's ready to roll. I got a rhinestone sky and a song in my soul. It ain't a smooth ride life, it's a winding road. It might be gravel, but it feels like gold. Yeah, it feels like gold. Yeah, it feels like gold. It's a smooth ride life, it's a winding road. It might be gravel, but it feels like gold.
Your favorites, your classics, your country. 98Q Country.
Her day starts with a coffee and ends with a wine. Takes forever getting ready, so she's never on time.